The red areas are current or soon to start construction over the next really 3 to 6 months. Now, some of these will be wrapping up in that period, but the majority will be starting or well underway.
Dr. Mike Johnson, Associate Vice Chancellor for Facilities at the University of Arkansas, points toward an aerial map of the university campus. The buildings currently under renovation are highlighted in red. Some that are about to undergo renovation over the next 2 years are also in red, among them Ozark and Bone Walker Halls, two buildings that are a part of the University of Arkansas Campus Historic District bordering the lawn of Old Main. The renovation work is due to start this summer and be completed by summer of 2013. To access the two halls for renovation and construction work, construction crews will need a service road for heavy trucks and other traffic. According to Dr. Johnson, various options for the purpose were considered to zero in on one plan.
We looked essentially a 360-degree arc around the project sites. We looked at other projects that are also underway. Thinking about primary access points to the campus through the neighborhoods on that whole, all points of the compass. We looked at where construction sites were. We thought about where would be the primary truck routes.
Mike Johnson says the university also tried to determine best access points to the campus and areas with primary pedestrian and non-construction vehicular flow, trying to distribute traffic in the best possible manner.
The interior buildings are very challenging. When we did chemistry, very challenging. When we did Peabody, very challenging, even though it's a little closer to Maple Street. Maple Street is not a very good street to move east and west on. You can come in on Garland from the north. You can come in on Leverett from the north. But because of the number of pedestrian crosswalks, Maple is very challenging. Arkansas, from a pedestrian perspective, is probably least challenging of all. And then Dixon is kind of in the middle. So we looked at all of that. We looked at different ways where emergency vehicles come in. Could we have used that for construction traffic?
Dr. Johnson points out that hundreds of vehicles on a non-highway construction-type property over the course of 2 years can be very demanding.
Campus Drive, for instance, is not a highway. It used to be a city street years and years ago, but it's been made into a walkway, and it's not the same structure. Yes, you can say I can put steel plates on it. We'd probably deplete the steel plate inventory in this part of the state if we tried to put that many down, and it doesn't necessarily work well. So we looked at those things. We looked at trees. Again, safety, 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 but then you start looking at other things. View shed. The ability to see Old Main from Arkansas, impact on trees, impact on shrubs, impact on grass, all of those types of things. And grass, frankly, is the least of our worries. We can restore grass with sod and care. It's when you start getting into senior walks, 100-year-old trees, other things. And all that is below safety. Safety is always at the top.
The university proposed a temporary construction road to access the Ozark and Bull Walker Halls that started at the intersection of Arkansas Avenue and Lafayette Street and extended across the Old Main lawn through the area between Ozark Hall and Old Main. The plan was met with opposition by some local residents. Those opposed raised concerns about potential damage to the Old Main lawn, while some worried about the nuisance caused by construction vehicles using Lafayette Street to access the temporary route. Some were also against the removal of the historic stone wall to create the road. The university was forced to reconsider.
We went back, and instead of looking at this area, we kind of looked at it in different perspectives. And we relooked access points after a lot of input and some suggestions that we look at Dixon Street. Again. So we've looked and we think that there's an area we can come in here. We'll have to take down a little more wall so that we can have turning radiuses into it and out of it. But we think that the number of trees potentially impacted are about the same, maybe one or two to transplant, one or two to permanently remove. We're a little further away from larger trees, and we kind of wind our way a bit through here, and then we rejoin the original proposal route, and this all stays the same.
Whereas the original proposed route crossed three sidewalks on campus, the newly proposed Dixon Street route crosses close to eight. It would eliminate some access points for students trying to get to the buildings on the south side of the university core, such as Bell Engineering. Dr. Johnson says the two proposed routes are one of many steps the university is taking to minimize any adverse effects on the campus or its dwellers.
Fencing it in on both sides, that keeps crossed pedestrian traffic. Putting gates on it, that keeps people from using it for other things, bicycles, motorcycles, whoever. Where you have the interaction points between construction traffic and pedestrian traffic, or construction traffic and vehicular traffic, looking at temporary stop signs, looking at flagmen, looking at gate systems where you prohibit flow to pedestrians when vehicles are crossing and you prohibit flow to vehicles when pedestrians are crossing. All of those things we looked at. We looked at protecting. We have a couple of tunnels that we cross for our utility system. So we'll shore those and protect those. We have senior walks, so we're going to protect those. We're also going to video it and try to put it up on a website so people can still look at their name while it's covered up for these 2 years. But we're trying to mitigate and minimize to the maximum extent possible in all aspects, but starting with safety.
The university has been summoned to Little Rock tomorrow to testify before a joint committee in a public hearing scheduled by Senator Sue Madison of Fayetteville and State Representative Johnny Roebuck of Arkadelphia, co-chairs of the Higher Education Subcommittee of the Arkansas Legislative Council. There are claims that the university did not comply with House Concurrent Resolution 1024 that requires all publicly owned historic structures do not undergo any structural changes without publicly announcing the extent and reason behind the proposed changes and the review of those alterations in conformation with the state and national preservation guidelines.
Somebody from senior leadership will go down as requested or summoned and talk about the concurrent resolution, I think it's called. It's predominantly written around buildings. It's not written around a lawn. Hopefully it's a positive type thing because this is a positive event. This is not a negative event, and it should not be turned into a negative event. We are restoring iconic facilities on our flagship campus in this state to provide a better education for future generations. It should not be turned into a negative event.
Dr. Mike Johnson says even though two temporary construction routes have been proposed to access Ozark and Bo Walker halls during their renovation process, it is likely not everyone will be pleased.
It's going to be better when we're done in 2 years than it is now. And that includes the lawn, the gate, the fence, I mean the stone wall. We need to do whole building renovations on engineering hall, agriculture, home ec, others. So it's all a process. We've tried to work with everybody. You'll never be perfect. Consensus means that you've reached agreement with many, not all. There are people that will never be satisfied unless it's 100% their viewpoint. We've done our best, I think, to work with that.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Iti Agnihotri Madholkar.
We will make a final decision, I would think, in the next few days on which way we're going. And either one, I think, will be safe, or we wouldn't propose them.